In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Edit.
4, 2.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys.
I'm not arguing that our package is the best, although I think we do have a very strong package to offer.
Dirt and Sprague.
We have the best package.
Every time I get excited.
Andy Dirt Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
I'm not fourth fiddle. I want to be number one.
It works.
Dirt and Sprague.
When you're about to get freaky at night, you think about it.
On the Fan Sports Network.
All right, welcome back in. Hour number 3. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland sports leader. 105.1 FM, The Fan. 1080 AM, the Odyssey app. Live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Started the show yelling about the Spurs. Now I'm yelling about the Blazers. It's one of those days. You know what I mean?
It never happens. You can't enjoy anything.
No, I can't. I'll enjoy Duck football until they get blown out in the rematch game in the playoffs again. That'll be cool.
What team of them beating in the regular season and then losing by 50 points in a playoff game would pitch? USC.
USC. Got USC, yeah. Not even a debate.
Oh, my God.
Ohio State, it's already happened.
Could you
can't
imagine?
Hurt me again.
Yeah. Oh, I could not imagine. You might have to take the day off.
That's all right. We all know USC will go 8-4 again because they always go 8-4.
That's a good season.
That's a great year. They're
top 25.
Talk about successful
run
year.
Run it back.
run it back. Successful year. So look, I'll share my thoughts on Cronin. Right in the last segment, we're talking about the 90% of it for me in the NBA is roster construction.
That's all my point was. I love all of these coaches.
The Tiago stuff, yeah.
But it's Tiago or better coach. I don't know. It is all about the roster. Has to be good.
If you flip coaches in this series, the result's exactly the same. What do you think Johnson's doing in San Antonio? Hey, Wimby, put your hands up. Block a shot. There we go. Back the other way. Hey, Champagne, make a 3. All right. Like, dude, if you switch coaches in this series.
Mitch, what did you tell Wimby?
We're getting smoked either way.
What did you have Wimby do on defense? Be tall.
I told him to be 7'7".
There's a little bit more into it, but yeah, you're not wrong on a lot of points.
So I just, like, that's where I think Cronin is the biggest question mark right now. And he's not. Maybe this isn't even a thing in Dundon's mind. And he's unquestionably going to be back because you made the playoffs and we're a 7 seed. We have a poll question up on this. And I'll just ask you guys point blank. Not do you think he will be back? Do you want him back? Has he done enough to keep his job?
Well, first of all, they got to buy him out for 2 years, so Tommy Two Nichols might be like, maybe
I forgot
next
we gave
year.
Everybody extensions after being the 15th worst team in the NBA last year.
That was an obvious, here you go, we're out of here, thank you for going with everything we didn't want to do.
Thanks for trying not to win.
Has
he done enough in your mind? Whether it's a fair question or a realistic question in terms of it actually happening.
I'm torn on this, man, and here's what I would say. If you're willing to pay... Like, because you're not getting a general manager for under a certain price. By the way, for all the he's cheap and, you know, I've seen that they got to keep Splitter because, you know, who are they going to get for coach for $1 million? I'm like, what if that story's not true?
Right.
What if he pays $8 million for the next coach? You don't know. Like, we're
no idea.
We are concluding on something that hasn't even been decided yet.
It's just been circulating in the rumor mill.
Now, if it is true that he's going to go on the cheap end of stuff, I don't know who the hell you're going to get as general manager outside of hiring within, which I told this to somebody last night. I'm done. I'm done with the hiring within.
Can we get somebody from outside,
please? If you're going to make a move, bring somebody in to see a vision and have a different vision. That being said, Cronin has brought in some really fantastic pieces. I'm not shying away from that. Donovan's been good. I know he didn't have a good playoff. Tamani, great addition to the Phoenix trade. I know he didn't have a good playoff. And the Denny trade, he got mocked for all over the league, and everybody's had to walk that back.
Yep.
The Dame thing is whatever. I don't know what Dame's going to be. And like, I love that we give credit, even though we as an organization squeezed him into demanding a trade request because we obviously drafted his replacement. So
the
I'm
Dame
not,
thing helps too with his con. Like, he's making $14 million a year.
Yeah, I'm not.
I think the question about Dame
But I'm
is,
not giving him credit for it, is what I'm saying.
Sure,
it's
totally
like you just made. I mean, look, I actually text him. To be honest, I texted him and I said, you made a lot of people super happy today. And so, like, that matters from an emotional standpoint. There's been other stuff that I'm not so much like, you know? And so if I'm to be fair and I'm to believe that we're going to go so all in, it's going to hurt, even though we didn't that year he said it, I allow him this offseason. And I go, dude, you got the draft capital. You've got workable contracts that match. Please, let's see it. This is, the Vulcans are gone. Burt is gone. Tommy Two Nickels wants to win and win now. And if he allows him to come back, I would sign up for it because I want to see Joe Cronin. I've seen him be somewhat a little aggressive. I want to see so all in it hurts aggressive. And if that leads to a flameout next year, you know what? So be it.
Dude, you can take it anytime.
I can at least salute you and say, dude, you tried. You made a big swing. Oh, my God. So, yeah, I would say yes. I would lean yes.
Even with the idea of a new head coach?
Yeah. What I'm more concerned about is how much of the process of the coach hire is he? It is beyond bizarre, in my opinion, to run an organization in that league and not have the general manager a part of the process.
Yeah.
Not that he wouldn't be talking to the coach.
Of course, there's behind the scenes, yeah.
Yeah, but the ultimate decision, like the owner has to sign off on everything for every org.
Right, that's usually a GM hire.
But
the last guy hired his buddy. He hired Johnson Billups after 1 year as an assistant.
Clay Bennett is not vetoing Sam Presti decisions.
Yeah.
That's all my point is.
No doubt about it. I'm curious where people are at on this. 503-864-6326. We put a poll question up last night. Do you want him back? Now, do you think he will be back? Do you want him back as the general manager of the Blazers right now?
It's easily
for next
the
year?
Biggest offseason discussion. You
every
can
other domino falls
yes,
from there.
Every other domino. Yes.
Who stays? What players are here? Who's your head coach? Like everything else flows downhill from that.
Yep.
And it's a 60-40 split of no right now. People not wanting Joe Cronin back as general manager.
The Young Hansen one really hurt him this year.
It's not just Young though, man. Like,
no, I know.
What draft pick outside of Klingon hasn't hurt him?
He whiffed on, like, Shaden is at 7, I think historically from an average standpoint. I'm just trying to be fair here.
Mm-hmm.
7 is like, at best, you might get an all-star. I'm just telling you the history of the pick.
Yeah.
Now, you still don't want to whiff. That's a bit of a whiff. Scoot, we can't play revisionist history. It's not fair, and ultimately, it is what it is. Scoot, not what we thought he would be.
No.
We all probably would have signed up and picked him had we been at number 3.
Sure, but that's the way the game works,
but
man.
Yeah,
you're judged
if it doesn't
based
work,
on the results.
You're judged on the results.
Of
There's
your decisions.
No doubt about that. I don't disagree with you. The Young pick for me was, like, if you're telling me I have to wait 3 seasons for the guy to be an impact player.
He looks like he moves like a speed of a sloth when he's on the floor.
I just don't have a lot of evidence on anything I saw at any one point this year.
Like, if Klingon is struggling on the perimeter, like that moment, was it Fox that got him up in the air and then went around him for the little floater in the lane? He kind of gave him a quick pump and Klingon just went around him like a breeze. If Klingon's not athletic enough on the perimeter in the NBA, are you kidding me with Young Hansen?
I think the Young Hansen stuff paired with how they lost and seeing Carter Bryant multiple times in the series.
And Cedric Coward have the year that he had, a guy who we all circled and said, you know, it would be kind of cool, bring him home.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's not like we're talking about, you know, why didn't you take Jokic with the 4th overall pick? Like, that's revisionist history.
Yeah.
These are literally guys that we had our own producer last year. was where he had Carter Bryant underwear
Carter
on.
Carter Bryant was his guy.
Every day.
He did.
He had a Carter Bryant tattoo, tramp stamp on his lower back.
You know, we fixed college basketball swag, and you loved Carter Bryant. I love Cedric Coward.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Both of you on the show.
Cedric
came up
Coward
with somebody.
Got a third place vote in the Rookie of the Year vote.
Dude, he had a great year in Memphis. He was like the only thing good about Memphis this year.
How many votes did Young get?
Did not receive.
He was on the ballot?
Did not receive. Okay. He wasn't on the ballot.
Did he play enough minutes to even be considered to be on the ballot? He played 12 minutes this year. Where it's like I get both sides. I'm not trying to act like every move has been a failure because it certainly is not the case. Every GM, you're going to have your hits and your misses and your good and your bad. There's
well, in this
be a
city, how do we always? What do we usually argue about the most in the city? Like, unfortunately, it's been the most in our lives. Tank, no tank. Tank, no tank. Tank, tank, tank. Your draft pick. In the areas that you did, you either didn't do it well enough in the years you should have.
Yes, to get a better pick.
I mean, you want to talk about egregious. I will argue last year was egregious.
Mm-hmm.
That was, dude, you had guys in that draft.
You could have moved up. You decided to win games late in the season playing Anfernee Simons, a guy you ended up trading in the offseason.
To tout being a defensive identity organization. Like,
and gave everybody
was
an extension, and you moved your draft slot outside of the top 10.
But, yeah, man, we always argue about tanking. And then when we get our picks, they haven't always hit.
No.
They haven't always hit.
It's not been a great rate so
far. Like,
I
don't know. I will defend Donovan's season overall.
That's fair. Totally fair. And I'm probably putting a little too much on five games. That just was jarring to me how bad he looked in that
series.
And
we judge people in playoff performances. So I understand there are many people like you today. What is his ceiling? I don't know if I can define that. I'm not saying it's not a good ceiling.
Sure.
I just don't know what it is. Because I don't know how much better offensively he's going to get in his career.
That's the toughest part about both him and Kamara.
And he can block shots, sure. He also he's easy to get around.
Yes.
And he doesn't play particularly well against really good other centers.
No, he can be slow-footed. He bitches a little bit too much for me, too. Like, there's a lot of complaining that goes on down there.
Did you catch his? He was the interview for ESPN after the first quarter when they scored 36.
I missed that. What did he say?
Jorge Sedano was like,
we're down by, what,
Donovan,
18 or 17 at the end of the first quarter.
They have 36. It's their highest first quarter point total in the series. Yeah. And Donovan, what happened there in the first quarter? How'd they get away from you a little bit? And he just went, well, yeah, they're making shots they don't make. And I'm like, you cannot get your ass kicked like that to start the game and then be like, well, they're just getting lucky. It's basically
lucky Spurs out here. These guys suck. You kidding me?
Come on, Donovan.
Come on, man.
I have a better answer than that.
You know what helps? You making a shot on the offensive end. Why don't you make one that you're supposed to make? That could be a little impactful for winning. What do you want? Do you want Joe Cronin back as a general manager of the Blazers next year? 503-864-6326. That is the fan text line. We're going to talk to Keith Smith coming up at the bottom of the hour. The NBA changed their tanking rules. The other part of this that I'm considering, we'll ask Keith about this, is how does this impact Portland in the future? We got all these Milwaukee pick swaps. Does it help them? Does it hurt them? That's an interesting question. I think that's out on the horizon. A little more on the Blazers next on the Fan.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
All right, none of this stuff makes any sense to us, so we're going to talk to Keith Smith about it at the bottom of the hour. The NBA has a new tanking rule, 1-2-3-3-2-1-5-4-9.
Oh, 1-2-3 Cancun sounds awesome right
8-6-7-5-3-0-9. Oh, I don't know.
You know what I called this weekend?
What'd you call? Ghostbusters?
Oh, that's a funny poll by you, though. No, this weekend I had lunch with some family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember how we got on the topic, but I dialed 281-330-8004. And guess what?
Did somebody answer?
I hit Mike Jones up on the low.
Did you?
Mike Jones' phone, it about to blow.
Who?
He has the number, and he has a voicemail.
Does he really?
He sometimes calls people back, I found out.
So he bought the number.
He bought the number.
And then it goes to like an automated.
It rings like five times, and then he goes, it was Mike Jones.
That's great.
And I just, and then like, I thought it was just going to be a message that like, and then cut, and it goes, doot, and I was like, what up, Mike Jones?
Hey, Mike.
Thank you. Have a great Saturday. And then I clicked.
That's fantastic. Let's read some thoughts, shall we? Let it all out, everybody. We're in here together. All right, we're all trying to get through this. We're all processing information.
We also got breaking NFL news this morning.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We're going to get to that, I promise. That'll be a final hour. We won't do 4 hours on the Blazers. Wanted to read a couple of thoughts here that were coming in. Somebody said, poor roster construction is the biggest issue. Mm. Joe Cronin trades are okay. Lottery picks, not so much. Team like Portland have to build through the draft. Another one, how do you fire Cronin for the Yong pick when the Yong pick is the only reason you have your richest owner? Confused by that.
Andrew Cheung, the guy at Panda Express.
Yeah.
He was basically like, hey, do you like basketball? No, I like money. And we have a Chinese guy on our roster. That was like all he said.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're letting that guy come on and say he's adamant you can't trade him and that's the only reason he's going to invest, then I guess maybe.
I don't know. Were you here when
I don't think he cares if Cronin is here or not. He just doesn't want him to trade Yong Hansen, but give it two more years, and then you're going to want to move on from Yong Hansen.
The week you were out was the week we had the press conference?
The press conference, yeah. I was
and
in
so
Hawaii.
My biggest takeaway is they're going to make a big move this summer. And Blazer fan was like, dude, don't do it. I was like, I know. I'm being Charlie Brown right now, and there's Lucy with the football.
Move the football.
My other big takeaway is just guaranteed Yong Hansen's getting the Supermax because all Andrew Cheung talked about was how cool it was you had a Chinese guy on the roster.
Dude, give me some orange chicken in the stadium. I'm fine. Somebody said, no, Cronin should not be back. The draft misses are too crucial. Plus, yeah. He has perpetuated this overrated internal development mantra that began with Olshea.
Mm. Well, I mean, he worked under Olshea.
That's so. Part of it for me, too. Need a new direction, so yes, Joe has to go. Another one, lifelong Blazer fan here, 33 years old. I unfortunately can't get fully behind this team if Denny is the main guy. I'm pivoting a little bit.
That's
on point.
Fine.
I find his play style so hard to root for. Mm. Yes, I mean, look, takes are going to be
but
all over the map
that,
on this.
That's a Joe Cronin thing, too, is Joe going to build off of Denny's the one?
Right. Is he your number one guy? Is he the one who is the son of your universe, if you will?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a complicated one to answer. Who knows where they're ultimately going to go. The consensus, it feels like, from most people is that just, I think the one exciting thing about ownership change, and maybe this ends up being a disaster because he's so cheap and he's never going to pay for anything. I don't know what the future holds. It's just having a fresh set of eyes on things and an outsider's perspective. Paul Allen died a long time ago. And Jody Allen took over and never heard from her, and you just never really knew what the vision was, what the push was, what the ultimate goal was. It just kind of felt like it's sitting here, you do whatever you want, and there's no real pressure to accomplish anything.
Mm.
We just send us our checks. What do you need? All right, we'll put a kitchen in. Okay, you got it. Like, it just, there was never a sense of urgency. And so I'm excited to see what the first offseason looks like with a new owner. And how much we can shake things up a little bit, because I certainly think there's a lot of shaking that is necessary inside this organization.
Mm-hmm.
That to me bleeds into my Joe Cronin take, is that he's not the same as Neil Olshea. They're certainly much different from a personality standpoint. He's much more likable, seems like a much more humble and genuinely good person. Neil Olshea was just an absolute asshat, and everybody knew it from the start.
Yeah.
But it's just like we've been run by a person from the same group, it feels like, for a long time, and what do we have to show for it? And that's the ultimate question that I come down to of wanting a change and just like fresh eyes, man. Somebody in here who's going to have a different perspective, a different thought, a different strategy maybe for certain players, different guys they're going to want to keep, a little more of aggressive mindset. I think sometimes change can be good. And the idea, and this goes back to, and a listener texted this in, I lost the text because we got a handful of them that came in.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. It's firing Stotts and hiring Billups was the worst move in franchise history. I don't trust Cronin any more than I want him fired.
Well, Cronin didn't make that hire. That was
he did not. That was an O'Shea thing.
Special. So.
But it also was a example of you allowed the, and this won't be the case now with Dundon because it's Jody Allen was absentee and she let O'Shea do whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
But that was just one of those weird, like, why are we, you thought it was Stotts' fault that we lost to Denver? He made CJ step out of bounds. He built a three-guard lineup. We're firing him.
And the then gave Neil all the power.
And then the next year, we fired Neil O'Shea.
Yeah.
And then you have a new head coach who now has to foster. And I know he was the GM was already here.
Yeah.
But now you have to foster this new relationship. And it just, I'm a fan of ripping the Band-Aid off when you're going to make one of those changes and starting fresh from both sides with a new perspective and a new outlook from everybody involved. And I think that can serve you good in the long run. Cronin has done a lot. I'm not going to be up in arms. I'm not one of these guys who's going to yell and scream all offseason if he is back because he does have some successes in his bag. I'm not trying to deny that and say that everything that he's done is a failure. Everything he's touched hasn't worked.
Yeah.
But I sometimes, man, fresh starts are good for people. Sometimes it's just time to, all right, that was a nice little run. Got some things done.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for a couple of good players. You best of luck in your future endeavors. Shaden Sharp to me is this right now. Rooting for him wherever he goes. I like the kid. That's fine. I get that
really
point.
Care.
But it's like that we clearly need a new start here. I don't think you want to be here. I don't think the team wants you here. Let's go to get a new start. Feel that way with coach and GM. But time will tell what they end up doing this offseason. And if that is actually the move. And the other part of it that's gonna kind of lean over the offseason. Are we gonna watch lottery night the way we usually do? Are we gonna tune in for lottery
night? I don't
think
we're gonna watch it at all.
When is lottery night? It's probably coming up in a couple weeks, right? It's usually during the conference finals.
It's either at the start of the conference finals or the end of the conference semifinals.
May 10th.
May 10th on a Sunday at noon.
A little less than 2 weeks away.
Dude, May 10th is nice weather at noon.
Yeah, I'm not going to be watching that.
That's something I can just find out on my phone.
You don't need to watch it live.
No.
Unless the Blazers are involved, there's no need to watch that live.
That is interesting to see, like, do the Warriors randomly get in the top three?
Who's going to be the team that jumps this year?
Is there going to be one?
If it's the Warriors, buddy, I'm not making the argument today, hey, were those five games worth the 2% chance of having another one overall pick?
You're going to go that route?
But if one of those teams, if the Clippers or the Clippers don't have their pick, but you get my point, if that pick does rise to that level.
Well, if the Pacers finish a certain spot, the Clippers get their pick.
Whose pick does OKC have?
The Clippers.
They have a pick swap, I think, with the Clippers. I don't know if it's there, but they're definitely going to swap.
It's a pick or pick swap. Yeah. It's one of the million.
They have a 2% chance at the number one pick in the draft.
OKC getting AJ DeBonsa.
If the Warriors pick jumps to number one.
Can you imagine? Just quit. If the Thunder get AJ DeBonsa, just quit.
I'm just not going to watch the NBA anymore.
And then we move to Nashville.
Become a hockey show.
There you go.
Oh, God. I might quit.
College hoop show, man.
There you
go. Such a good product right now.
College basketball. There you go.
I'll see you later. It was a fun run, boys.
Need to relearn my entire roster again. I think I got one guy back.
It's time to learn PE.
There you go. I'll make you guys tennis fans at that point.
Hey, there you go. Maybe that'll get me to actually watch tennis. Do you want Cronin back, Swag?
The only thing I don't have a good feel for is how many opportunities to do things did Cronin create that didn't get approved or shot down or didn't happen beyond his control.
They would tell you internally, at least people that are around it, would tell you none.
Okay.
Because he was given everything he wanted. He got a new kitchen at the facility. They created a G League team. And it's like, yeah. Also, I don't think he had more power than Chauncey in the
I just will never forget.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But the thing that came out in Dundon and there was this.
We had a deal, potentially.
And sounded like it got shot down. I don't know if it was him or whatever. But
so somebody threw at me, what would you think of this example? Let's just say Cronin stays. Okay. It's the cheapest way to do it, and he's got multiple years left anyway.
Yeah, you don't want to buy out the contract.
What if I threw at both of you guys the big acquisition of the summer? Four firsts and Shaden for Trey Murphy.
I'm certainly not in love with that.
I don't think that moves the needle the way it needs to be moved.
Let me look up Trey Murphy's numbers. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I watch a second of New Orleans basketball this year.
But New Orleans was terrible.
21 points per game.
Yeah.
Five boards, four assists, 3.37%.
Not the most elite defender, but not bad.
Okay. No. He's going to fit right in.
What do you mean? Defensive identity.
We already
have all of those guys. Firsts to...
Yeah. I mean,
I mean, you got the Milwaukee pick swaps, and you got... We have an Orlando first in there, right?
I'm just asking, like, what if that's the move? Is that hyping people up?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Because I heard that, and I went, that seems like a lot. And they're like, well, Desmond Bane. And I was like, why don't we go to the Luka Doncic package?
Yeah, can we find that deal?
Shaden and Trey Murphy.
I would not love it. I don't think he's worth four first-round picks. But that's the difficulty of trading right now, if that's the going rate. If they don't want to move on from a guy because you're holding out for four first-round picks, part of me is like, let him. Let him hold. New Orleans, what are you doing? You're worse than us. let's get to Keith Smith. The NBA has new tanking rules. It's very confusing. I don't understand hardly any of it, so let's try and process all of this information together. Keith Smith will join us at the NBA to talk about the new rules and what's in store for the Blazers this offseason.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
All right, we talked a lot of Blazers so far on the show today. We're going to stick in the NBA because something was announced yesterday. The league is going to change. How does it impact our beloved Portland Trail Blazers and some of their future draft capital? And it doesn't make any sense. Joining us now is our good friend Keith Smith, contributor to Spot Track and the Front Office Show at Keith Smith NBA on Twitter. Go give him a follow there. Keith, good morning. You know that we're a couple of idiots here, and we're going to need a little bit of help. I got a 5-4-3-2-1. I got different methods. Now teams can't get certain things multiple years in a row.
I stopped reading. I was like, what is all
this? This is so, can you, we're idiots, okay? Can we get like the Hooked on Phonics version of this? What does it mean, and what does it look like for tanking in the NBA?
Yeah, it's basically what they're trying to do is split the difference, which is understand some teams are just not good, right? Sometimes they're just going to have a bad year, and I think the NBA is trying to be cognizant of that by not hammering everybody so much. But what they're also trying to do is say, hey, I don't really care if it's Victor Wembanyama available in the draft. So they're trying to basically say, hey, if you are really terrible, which generally I think their belief, I would argue it's not really all that bad, is that the teams that are the worst are there by design. They've tanked to get there. The teams that are in the middle of the lottery, so that's your bottom three, the tankers. Then the teams that are in the middle of the lottery, 4-10, that is probably a mix of, yeah, there's probably some tanking, but there's just teams that just aren't that good. That's where they fall, and then they're trying to give teams incentive of, hey, try to get into the play-in tournament. Because if you get into the play-in tournament, we're still going to reward you with a chance to get into the lottery. So as Adam Silver said, the only incentive should be trying to win games, and that's what this system's trying to solve.
Do you like it?
I don't know. I don't know what the problem is with the system we have right now. Quite frankly, I think all this that was made about the tanking has been blown out of proportion. Since the lottery has existed, teams have tanked to try to get the best odds. They've changed the odds. They've changed how many teams are tanking. It's been that way, for as long as I can remember. And I think this year, was it a little over the top? Sure. But this year, the draft class was absolutely loaded in the top 4, 5, 10 picks, depending on where you kind of draw the line of demarcation. So it is, I think you had extremes here. And then you also factor in the protected picks that were also a part of this, where teams are doing everything that they could, like Utah and Washington, to make sure that they kept those protected picks. So that's another component of this. But I don't know. I don't know that it's as bad as the league seems to feel it has been.
You know, I find it very interesting because I'm a huge NFL and football guy, too, and I love the NBA. And some people out here, I think the way the NBA has evolved, it's not grabbed everybody. And so it's a very interesting sport to cover in the sense of, like, the NFL media isn't going on television and ranting and raving about how awful it is that the Raiders are winning two games out of 17.
Like, we actually joke about it at the end of the year. It's like a Raiders-Giants game. Who's going to get the number one pick?
Right, but like they don't highlight half the show. They don't say, well, so-and-so is in Vegas, and they're terrible. Let's get him to Los Angeles to be a Ram. I have problems with Silver sometimes. I don't know if this was something that needed to be prioritized. My biggest beef has kind of been with the media. And I know you're part of the media. We do stuff on NBA and Blazers stuff, so it's not necessarily a fault at you per se. It's the collective here. I just think the media sucks. I think some of the biggest NBA people don't do the league any good, and they either cover the biggest markets, trade the guys from the small markets to the big markets, or talk about how awful the league is because teams are bad. I think this was a reaction to the people covering the sport that I don't think always do it the best service.
Yeah, with that said, let me give you a bunch of thoughts on the Los Angeles Lakers and how basketball was better 10 years ago.
Right.
That is what a lot of it has become. You know, we have a little tagline with our show, NBA Front Office Show, that people can find wherever you listen to podcasts or on YouTube. It's just hoops, not no hot take. Because we don't want to do that. We just want to talk basketball.
Right.
You know, we don't want to spend a bunch of time with all that stuff. Now, it's called NBA Front Office Show. So, yes, we're going to talk trade rumors. We're going to talk that stuff. But we are not inventing the trade rumors out of whole cloth because, boy, you know, it would be best for the Trailblazers if they traded Denny Avdia because they lost in the first round, which I'm sure somebody's going to have that take, you know, at some point today. Like, it's just... You know, yeah, I'm with you. That's unfortunately the way the game is covered. It's very covered on a transactional nature. Now, look, with what I do on that show and with SpotTrack is very much driven around transactions and the like. So I get it. But my favorite thing about basketball is basketball. And there are 30 teams, and they're all worth talking about. It drives me absolutely crazy when you know, if I'm in the car and I flip something on or I flip ESPN on and it's, you know, here's what killed me the other day because it's not just ESPN, NBC did this. Playoff game, Sunday afternoon, we should be talking about Sixers Celtics. Here's Mike Tomlin to talk about the NFL for 15 minutes. Like, what are we doing? Like, it's the NBA. Let their partners just crap all over their sport. And I guess it's, hey, they gave us billions upon billions of dollars, so yeah. Who really cares? We already got the money, but yeah, I'm with you. And I think eventually it leads to people saying, hey, you're deprioritizing all this stuff, so why should I care about it until you tell me it's time to care about it?
Yeah, Keith, but who's the GOAT, though? Is it LeBron or – I'm just kidding. Please don't answer that.
Keith Smith was actually just asked LeBron was.
That's my track front office show, at Keith Smith NBA on Twitter. I did want to get a question here about just kind of the finances of the Blazers and what their offseason looks like. I am curious, though, to ask you, of these tanking, you know, lottery reform rules, I guess I should say – We have some of these Milwaukee pick swaps down the road that we're kind of holding on to like bars of gold of like this is our pathway into the future. Sure. Now, do we trade them this offseason? Do we hold on to them? Who knows what the future holds in that regard? But I'm curious if at all the lottery reform changes the value in a good or bad way for those kind of pick swaps, if that makes sense. Like, we all kind of perceive that Milwaukee's going to suck. You never know. Nothing's a guarantee. But do you think it makes those more or less valuable, or do they kind of stay the same?
Yeah, it's really hard, and the reason for that is we don't know what the Bucks are going to do if they trade Giannis. If the Bucks say, all right, you know what, those picks, that spilled milk, we can't cry over it, they're gone. We're going to trade Giannis for the best package of draft capital and young players, and we're going to blow this up and start all over. It's probably not great for the picks Portland is holding because I don't know that they'll be able to flip quite that fast. Because they won't have their own picks, who knows what the picks they get become. And then if they do fall in the bottom three, your odds aren't as good to get a, you know, really, you know, great pick out of that pick. Now, Milwaukee turns around and says, nope, we don't have our picks. So when we trade Giannis, we're going to take a package of veteran players who are good. They're not Giannis, but maybe we get two or three guys. We can build out some depth and we can still pursue the playoffs. And they're probably exactly what they are right now. They're kind of, you know, middle of the pack type of pick. So we don't know. But yeah, I think the idea of teams who have for years kind of looked at, I'm going to pick on your neighbors to the south there, the Sacramento Kings, a little bit and just say, you know, hey, for years, teams kind of like, go get a Kings pick because they're probably going to be a mess at some point in the next three to five to seven years. If you could get a pick or two of theirs in that window, you're going to be in pretty good shape. Some teams have preferred to pick on these smaller market teams because it's been they're not going to be able to reset, or if they do, they're going to have to do it in a different kind of way. So go get some of their draft capital. I don't know that you can rely on picking on the teams, let's just say the not as well run teams or the smaller market teams the way you could before, because if they do stumble, your odds aren't going to be as good.
Yeah. And given the question I just, or the statement I guess I said to you about the way the NBA is covered by the media, let me ask you, should the Blazers trade for Giannis? They fizzled out in five against the Spurs, a couple blown leads there. Denny was an all-star this year. We know we got some pieces. We all feel like Shaedon Sharpe is done as a Blazer. He barely played in the series. I just, as somebody that's on the East Coast, you're covering the whole league, you do a front office show, what would you be looking at from a Blazer perspective in terms of roster? Are you throwing certain guys in trades? What guys would you hold out of trades? Or are the Blazers in a situation where you would just say, be open-minded to all of it?
Yeah, one of my favorite, some would say bad movies, is Draft Day, and I would pull Draft Day. I want my picks back, all of them, right? That's where I would start. Give me my picks back, and then from there it is, all right, give me the interesting thing with the Blazers as a trade partner is you could kind of almost split the difference where it is, all right, here are some good players who are still young, like a Shaedon Sharpe. If the Blazers felt like, you know what, hey, Scoot Henderson had these big steps forward, but if we're getting Giannis, it's really going to be about Dame and Drew Holiday. So maybe you say, hey, give me Scoot Henderson too. And that's still not enough salary, so let's start talking, you know, all right, do we want to do something like Donovan Clingan, or what about Jeremy Grant, but you have to take back, you know, one of my, you got to take back Bobby Portis too, or something like that. That could be the way you kind of get together on this, but it's got to start with the picks. If I'm the Bucks, if I'm going to do that from the Blazers side, I'd at least, you know, ring the bell and just say, hey, you interested? Let's at least have a conversation. Cause you could, the issue with a lot of these other teams is, you trade for Giannis, you're going to gut your team so much that it's like, cool, so you're now the Milwaukee Bucks? If you're the Blazers, you could still have a really good team with Giannis in the fold on the backside of that, which is, you know, becomes a lot more interesting to me to entertain, because, you know, you're going to have to be really good in the West. You just got a taste of it for the last week with the Spurs, and now you know the Thunder aren't going anywhere anytime soon. So if you're going to load up, yeah, that becomes an interesting kind of way to do it.
Keith Smith, go give him a follow on Twitter at Keith Smith NBA, contributor to SpotTrack, the front office show. Always love talking hoops with him. Thank you for trying to make sense of the new lottery reform rules with you. You know we're idiots, so your expertise always helps. Keith Smith, I appreciate the time in Portland, man, and let's do it again soon.
I appreciate you having me. Thanks so much.
There you go. Keith Smith of the front office show.
The unfortunate nature is the part about the...
Yeah, got cut out there, yeah. Should we try and go through it next? You want me to try and do it?
I kind of get the gist of it.
Annual. Sound it out together.
What do you think it'll work? Do you think teams will stop putting out and parading the worst rosters in league history and losing every game by 30?
Let's get to it next on The Fan.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Big hits. Big bets. Big plays.
Today I'm laying the big wood.
This is the Layin' Wood Report, brought to you by Mr. Plywood, serving Portland for over 50 years.
Shoves it out to Brunson. Here comes Robinson, the screen again. Gets away. Brunson to his right. Jacks a three and nails it. 34 for Jalen Brunson, putting on a show here at MSG.
Yeah, how about that one from a good friend of the program there, Sean Kelly of ESPN Radio.
See, a friend of the program? We know Sean? We a big Sean Kelly guy?
My email locked me out right at the start of the clip, and we have to do this verification crap. So I have no
idea. You ain't getting verified right now. That's not happening.
Jalen Brunson, 3. Knicks laying wood, dominating the Hawks. 3-2 series lead.
Interesting series, man. Back and forth a little bit. Atlanta looked like they had the momentum early. Blowout win last night. We'll see if New York can close it out back in Atlanta.
Yeah, who's laying wood? The New York Knicks, brought to you by our great friends at Mr. Plywood. Laying Wood Report, serving Portland for over 60 years. Mr. Plywood delivery, custom cutting, and special orders. You can visit them at Southeast Stark Street or online at mrplywoodinc.com.
All right, welcome back in. We'll get to some football stuff coming up top of the hour. We had a leaker in the NFL.
We did.
Do we like the leaked news? We'll explain. Status
also,
story.
Massive breaking. Rebranded Pac-12 news.
Holster that for 10 minutes from now.
I think the Big Ten teams are getting they're getting nervous. They're shaking in their boots.
Your new logo is pretty intimidating.
It is. We can't border us.
No, there's no border
there's
here.
No borders on us.
Limitless, like the universe. So the NBA lottery rules, look, we are idiots, but it's not that hard to explain. Basically, they're flattening the odds. They're adding two more lottery teams. Here's your Spark Notes version of it. The three worst teams, if you just want to know like what the odds are for the number one overall pick. So the three worst teams right now have a 14% chance at the number one overall pick. Three worst teams in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Those are going to drop under these new rules down to 5.4%. Mm. You are going to have a higher percentage chance to be the fourth worst team to the 10th worst team than the top three. You have an 8.1% chance at the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
The teams who are eliminated in the play-in will then also have, I think, or maybe two more at the
maybe
back
the
end of
bottom
the lottery.
Two, yeah.
But then the two play-in losers will also have the same percentage chance at the number one overall pick as the three worst teams in the NBA. So what they're basically trying to say is you do not want to be in the bottom three.
No.
Not a good spot to be in. You need to try and lift yourself up to the fourth worst team in the NBA.
Be bad, but not like
not
the worst bad. You
bad
know, be bad.
Enough.
Yeah.
Do I think it's going to fix tanking? No. Nothing will ever fix tanking. You know why? Because there's only one way to get stars to 90% of NBA markets.
Well, there's also, it's just an impossibility to have a sports league where you don't have awful teams.
There's
like, who was the worst
teams.
Team in hockey this year?
I mean, there's a handful of
give
them.
Give me one.
Florida was pretty bad. Chicago was pretty bad.
Was Vancouver,
Vancouver was awful.
There you go. Vancouver.
Yeah,
the
Florida
Canucks
didn't make the playoffs this year.
I know. The run is over. But, like, I just, there's nothing you're going to do to escape having bad teams, right? Like, we jokingly mentioned the Raiders. They won 2 out of 17 games last year.
I think they won their first game, too, didn't they?
They did. I won that bet. That's right. Sprayed the line on that game.
That's right. Game one.
Raiders. Plus the two. So you can't ever curtail that. Now, on the talent distribution side, like, I saw Rachel Nichols on this. This, you know what, I'm instantly wanting to zag when I see a lot of NBA people zig. And I don't know what that is about me. It doesn't make me right. But I see all these people and they're like, well, cool. Now the worst teams are not going to have the best odds to get the talent. And I'm like, you know, I don't know if this is something that really should have been addressed. This feels like we're overreacting to a narrative that might not have been of the front of everybody's minds in the NBA. But we're here and we're doing it. I don't know if I hate it.
Look, this would have helped us tremendously because Joe Cronin never fully tanked, and so we were always in this middle ground of not bad enough.
I don't know if I hate like the fact that Adam Silver's like, hey, you can't be dog crap. Yeah, you can be bad. You're going to be bad. You're going to have bad seasons.
Right.
Hey, try not to be absolute bottom tier, like fecal matter. And that's what the NBA gave us this year.
It's going to be really weird at the back end of the year if your team is one of the three worst in the NBA.
And they're playing their way up.
You're rooting for them to win games at the end of the season.
Well, I mean, yeah.
You are.
You
like,
give
that's
people
what you
a reason
need.
To go to a game. It's like, are we going to win tonight? If we don't, we're in the bottom three. If
right.
we do, we're up. Like,
right.
you're now incentivizing teams at the back end of the season when fans are largely checked out anyway. You're incentivizing them to have to care a little more and win.
Yeah, I don't. It's
crazy fans have to cheer for their teams to win now.
What a novel concept.
What a weird idea.
Nothing will ever fix tanking because tanking will always exist.
Agreed.
It's the only pathway in the NBA for the vast majority of organizations to find a star. It's through the draft. And teams like their chances the higher that they could possibly get. I also don't hate it. I didn't look at it and say, oh my God, what are the... I don't think there's going to be a lot of unintended consequences of this. I don't think there's going to be, you know, like, that was the big fear of what rule would they come up with or change they come up with that then leads to different kind of teams tanking.
Yes.
To get certain... I don't necessarily think you're going to have a ton of that. So I don't hate it. It will never fix the problem. But I do like the idea of flattening the odds. And what does it mean? I mean, you could have the ninth worst record in the NBA and have the best chance to get the number one overall pick.
So, like, and that's so, all my point was, they kind of did what I was talking about. Like, I like that they're including play-in teams here. Now, you can say, well, Sprague, what if the Warriors got Cam Boozer? And I'd be like, yeah?
The Warriors sucked this year.
But the Warriors weren't good. They were 37-45. But I'll tell you what, I'd rather Cam Boozer go to the Golden State Warriors then go to whatever it is the Brooklyn Nets have been trying to do since
right.
they traded Kyrie and
right.
KD. And,
or New Orleans or
dude,
insert any
New
of
Orleans
these,
is right. terrible. Utah right. is like openly trying to be disgraceful and bad. At least they made some trades. You do get groundbreaking franchise guys in the draft. Yeah, absolutely do. That's true. Also, Indiana was in the finals on the brink of a title after doing what? Two trades.
Yeah.
Pascal Siakam, Tyrese Halliburton. The Washington Wizards are awful.
Hey, they got Anthony Davis and Trae Young.
They made trades.
Yeah.
So, like, there are ways to still have really good basketball teams sans the draft, and not every draft pick's going to hit anyway. So, I'm kind of zagging from the NBA collective minds here of, this is awful. This is so stupid. It's like, I think teams need to worry about trying a little harder than being historically the worst teams we've ever seen in our lives.
The other part of it I like, you can't have a top five pick 3 years in a row. That's another new part of the lottery reform. All of this seemingly heading to an approval in the NBA, and it will hit the draft and the lottery next year, 2027.
So you can't have a top five pick in how many years in a row?
3 years in a row. So if you have back-to-back top five picks, you cannot have a third top five pick.
We would have ended the Wimby Spurs dynasty with this rule.
They wouldn't have Dylan Harper.
There'd be no Harper.
He would have been the third pick of the top five. They wouldn't have been able to have it. Would have been nice to have that last year, you jackasses. Lots to get to in the final hour. Statter story coming up at 9:15. We'll have some final thoughts on the Blazers as their season came to an end last night. Let's start with a couple of football nuggies, shall we? Interesting news out of the new Pac-12 and a leaker in the NFL. Do we like the news that was leaked? We'll start the final hour there. 105.1 FM, The Fam.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list
Done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single do or die game 7? A full week of a heavy-hitting back-and-forth series? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying, just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It never happens at a good time. The pipe bursts at midnight. The heater quits on the coldest night. Suddenly, you're overwhelmed. That's when Home Serve is here. For $4.99 a month, you're never alone. Just call their 24/7 hotline and a local pro is on the way. Trusted by millions, Home Serve delivers peace of mind when you need it most. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to homeserve.com. That's homeserve.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.